From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A series of car bombs went off in Baghdad this morning. The Minister of the Interior says that at least 94 people have been killed and over 100 wounded. But police are saying that they expect those numbers to rise. NPR's Susanna George has a report from Baghdad.
Black columns of smoke are visible from a number of Baghdad neighborhoods as a succession of 5 car bombs rocked the city during morning rush hour. All the attacks appear to have targeted government buildings. Explosions went off near the Ministry of Interior, the Labor Ministry, the new Finance Ministry building, the Institute of Fine Arts, and the Technical College in Doura. The first images to flash across Iraqi TV show ambulances carrying away injured from the Mansour area where the Institute of Fine Arts is located. Hospitals across Baghdad are on high alert. The explosions come just 2 days after the passage of a controversial election law that highlighted Iraq's persistent sectarian divides. Today's explosions are the first major attack since the deadly bombings in August and October that claimed hundreds of lives. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Afghanistan today and said that the United States is prepared to give Pakistan more help in fighting al-Qaeda forces if its government wants it. The secretary said it is Pakistan's foot on the accelerator when it comes to fighting terrorists. He said the U.S. could provide more assistance at any pace that they're prepared to accept. While Pakistan is considered one of the closest U.S. allies in the war on terrorism, it also is accused of giving anti-U.S. forces a safe haven along its lawless border. The Obama administration is looking for new ways to expand trade and military cooperation while considering expanding missile attacks on al-Qaeda targets inside Pakistan. With the nation's unemployment rate still hovering around 10%, President Obama is set to give a speech today on the new government efforts to encourage job growth. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Don't expect another stimulus package with a $750 billion price tag. Instead, Mr. Obama is expected to propose some relatively modest efforts to nudge more private employers into hiring. The president's considered paying for the effort with funds left over from the bank bailout program. He says even though the bailout has helped to stabilize the financial system, many small firms are not adding workers.
Small businesses and some medium-sized businesses are still feeling a huge credit crunch. They cannot get the loans that they need to make capital investments that would allow them to then expand employment. And so that's a particular area where we might be able to make a difference.
The White House has also considered a tax credit to encourage hiring and more incentives for energy efficiency. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Oil prices fell below $74 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude was down 6 cents to $73.87 a barrel. This is NPR News. A death row inmate in Ohio is scheduled to be executed later this morning using the state's new lethal injection process. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has details.
Technicians at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility plan to give Kenneth Byros a lethal intravenous dose of one sedative instead of a 3-drug cocktail that was previously used in the state. Ohio is the first state in the country to switch to the 1-drug process after a botched execution in September. Prison spokeswoman Julie Walburn says technicians are not concerned this time around.
And we are confident moving forward that this protocol will be effective in carrying out the laws of the state of Ohio.
Walburn says technicians also have a backup method available if they cannot find suitable veins in the inmate. It involves injecting lethal doses of 2 drugs into large muscles. Barring any last-minute legal action, Byros will be put to death at 10 a.m. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
The Senate continues work on a health care overhaul plan this week, and there is word that liberal Democrats are proposing to expand Medicare and Medicaid in exchange for dropping a government-sold insurance option. Senators and aides say the changes have been discussed extensively in recent days as moderate and liberal Democrats look for the middle ground. Under the trade-off, people nearing retirement age who lack affordable insurance would be allowed to purchase coverage under Medicare at age 55 or 60 instead of 65. Medicaid, the federal state health care program for the poor, would be open to everyone under 300% of poverty, and that's slightly over $66,000 for a family of 4. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.